Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, 8:04 a.m. here on a beautiful Wednesday morning. Thank you so much for hanging out with us here. It's the morning shift. I'm Mike. She's Allie. He's Bo. Dylan behind the glass, taking your phone calls. The wake-up call coming up in just 1 minute, 404-726-0929. This hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com to get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. Freddie Freeman, Dodger in the Hall of Fame or Brave in the Hall of Fame. You asked the question, Allie, going to break, and I love Wish Wednesday. Mm-hmm. And so I want to squeeze as many of them in there as I can. Pause. And you asked about who would have more targets. Is it Drake or Bijan? And I think that most people are going to say Drake. Very obvious that he's Michael Penix's favorite target. But they did make a concerted effort to get him 10 targets a week ago, which was a huge number for a running back. It just is. I had the question, Bo, and I'm curious to see how you answer this. I had the question a couple of days ago. Somebody texted me and were like, do you think that they see Bijan as a guy that they don't want to risk the injury of having 22 carries out of the backfield, and therefore they want him to play more receiver? Like, is it a concerted effort to say, you know what, man, let's take some hits off of him and see if we can take some of his touches outside of the box and, you know, see if we can get him more involved in the passing game, get the ball in his hands that way. If Algier had more carries this past weekend, I think there'd be more credence to that argument. But Algier only had two carries.
I think I always felt that, first off, go back to Bijan in college, and he was running, you know, post routes in college, deep post routes, and making and they were being connected.
Yeah.
So he has receiver skills. To me, it feels more about the fact that you had a, like, because last year you didn't do that. Last season he had, and I always forget the number, but he's already on pace this year, right at breaking. I think he had like 59 catches last year.
Yeah.
For 500 and something yards. I have to double check, but I'm pretty positive it was around that number. You got 41 this year.
Yeah.
It's out of necessity. Because last year you had Darnell and Drake and Ray all playing at a high level. You don't have that anymore. It's about a versatility thing. You also are not running the ball at times as well as you did last year either. And therefore, you're finding other ways to get the ball in the hands of your best player, and he's become a natural outlet in those situations at times.
Yeah. Allie, hit us with some headlines before we go to the phone call. 404-726-0929. We'll get the wake-up call in 1 second.
Here are your headlines before you clock in today. The Hawks beat the Magic last night at home, 127-112. They'll play the Raptors Friday night in Atlanta. Pregame is set for 7 right here on 92.9 The Game. The first round of college football playoff rankings were released last night. UGA landed at 5. The Buckeyes are number 1. The Falcons have signed O-lineman Andrew Stuber to the active roster. Parker Romo and Ben Stalls have been released, but the Falcons will sign kicker Zane Gonzalez.
Yeah, feel good about it. I think we all kind of feel good that Zane Gonzalez will be kicking this weekend. I don't think there's any secret to that. Like, I'm fine.
Can I tell the truth for a second? Nobody feels good that Zane Gonzalez is kicking. Everyone feels good that Parker Romo isn't.
Right. Mm-hmm. 100%.
And I hate 100%. It to be that way. It's just the reality.
It's spot on. All right, Dylon, let's get this thing cranked up. All right, it's the wake-up call, 404-726-0929. We have been talking about so many different things this morning. The Falcons matching up with the Colts this weekend in Germany. Is it Munich? It's not Munich.
We're in Berlin.
Going to Berlin. That's right. Okay.
The Olympic Stadium in Berlin.
The Olympic Stadium in Berlin. Didn't the Olympics happen in Munich, though, or am I just making that up?
Dude, don't ask me. They did at one point. Yeah.
You're the one going. What do you mean, don't ask you? You're the one. You're our correspondent.
I'm not a German historian.
Yeah, but you're the one going. Aren't you going to be in the broadcast booth at Olympic Stadium?
Mike, I think what you're thinking about, I think in prior years, the NFL has also held a game in Munich. And I think this is their first year in Berlin, but I think they've been in Munich as
My
well.
Question would be, they're playing at Olympic Stadium in Berlin, but I thought the right. Olympics were in Munich. But maybe it's just one of those things where they multiple cities. I don't know. Maybe it's kind of like the World Cup coming here.
Look, now let's see. Now you got to get his fingers going.
It's the 1972 Olympics.
There you go.
I said that they were. I said there were in Munich, but I don't know that they weren't. I think they were in Berlin in like 1936 or something.
There was a situation that happened with that one. Neither here nor there. Let's go to the phone lines right now. 4476-0929. Let's go talk to our buddy Anthony over in Covington. Anthony, what's up, man? Welcome to the show.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning.
Well, she jumped the gun.
My dog. I love it.
Fearless leader, how we doing?
Good, sir.
The queen of the morning shift, Mrs. Allie Mack. How are you doing, ma'am?
Wonderful, sir.
And my main man, Mike Honcho. How we doing, sir?
Spreading them, baby. Let's go.
All right, man. It has been 1,825 days since them lousy, stanking Gators have beat them Georgia Bulldogs.
Oh, wow.
It is a great feeling. Let's take a moment of silence for our boy Sunbelt Belly. How do I say goodbye? All right, anyway, them dogs are hell, ain't they? They are going into Starkville, Mississippi this weekend. Do not take them puppy bulldogs lightly. Them cowbells, they cast spells, man. Weird stuff happens in Starkville. But I think the Georgia Bulldogs are turning the corner at the right time. Defense is coming along. Our playmakers on the offensive side are showing up and showing out.
I love it.
Cannot wait for Saturday. Georgia's going to run it all the way to the playoffs. Y'all have a fantastic Wednesday, everybody.
Appreciate it, Anthony. Thank you.
And yes, in 36, the Olympics were held in Berlin. If I'm not mistaken, that's the Jesse Owens, right?
Yeah, good call. Good call. They were both.
And Tommy Smith.
Interesting. Olympics that happened in Germany right there. Anyway, this is neither here nor there. We'll get the entire lay of the land when Bo and I hop on the pregame show before the Falcons game on Sunday morning, which will be an early rise, but for us it's sleeping in because we're always up early. Kind of is what it is in terms of the pregame show for that one. 7:30, I believe we're kicking that off. And you can hear that right here on 92.9 The Game. Let's go back to the phone lines and talk to Andrea. Andrea is driving up I-85. What's up, Andrea?
Good morning,
let's go.
I just wanted to say to you guys, I have been remote for 5 years and now I'm back in office. It has been truly entertaining because I'm not a morning person to listen to you guys every morning going up 985 ridiculous two-lane traffic.
Oh, girl.
So thank you guys for saving me from my mornings.
And thank
Real
you.
Quick, go dogs. We already got this. We in playoff mode. That's nothing. Braves, chop on. Y'all got this. Y'all haven't let us down too bad. Just keep doing what you do. Mm-hmm. Lord Jesus, to my dear Falcons. across the pond, please do not embarrass us internationally.
Oh.
We got London on the track. You held us down last week. Do it again this week.
I love it.
Rise up. Everybody have a blessed Wednesday.
Nice
Thank
phone
you.
Call. Nice phone call, Andrea.
Love
Thank
that.
You so much for listening. I don't want to have to call the embassy or anything over there, you know, for Bo or anybody involved in this international game that we're talking about.
We don't need an international incident.
We don't need to have to call the I've been watching The Diplomat lately on Netflix. Good show. But, there's a lot of that embassy kind of talk over there.
He just did a me. He just randomly went into.
Didn't he?
Yeah.
He did.
I don't know, but, like, you have, like, 8 layers when you do that. I just dropped the name of the show.
Now, you said it was good.
Yours is like I was in my truck, and we were talking, and I heard a bird flew by, and then I watched the bird movie.
It's not true. I've never watched that.
And
bird
I kind of thought about watching a movie about a plane, but no, I was like, I should watch a movie.
And then
about
I was like, man, you know what? I haven't watched Con Air in years. I'm gonna throw that on when I
That's
get home.
That's a good movie.
I should get a bunny.
Put the bunny in the box.
And you know what? When I think about it too, there's a lot of good movies about bunnies out there as well.
I watched Con Air, and I thought, you know what? Nick Cage is pretty good. Let me throw on Gone in 60 Seconds, and then that's when I realized that
movie.
I need a new car.
And then I realized my Z71 is a national treasure.
Anyways, we're going to stop
making fun of it. No, I did realize driving home the other day that I have a crack in my windshield out of nowhere. Where the hell did that come from? I don't know.
Oh, man. Anyways, Allie, do we have any tweets?
Yes, we've got a couple tweets about the Freddie Dodger Braves Hall of Fame debate. Ty Folks says it'll be blank. Ed says it's interesting because he only has 2 years left on his Dodgers deal. If he signs another deal and he goes back as a Dodger, he'll go in as a Dodger. If they win another title, he definitely goes in as a Dodger. Only way he goes in as a Brave is if he comes back in 2 years. And Mr. Yo said, I would assume the Dodgers, there's something about a team actually wanting you that creates a sense of loyalty. Listen, we wanted him.
Yes.
Yeah, that's – well, Mr. Yo is my guy, but he's being ridiculous there. He's in a little of a haterade mode today. I've seen some of his tweets. Guys, it doesn't matter how many World Series – I don't believe for a second it matters how many World Series he wins in L.A. I just don't. It's not who he is. You take your feelings out and put yourself in Freddie's shoes.
Yeah.
The guy cries every time he comes home to Atlanta.
Yeah, he does.
So there is true – love for the city and the organization. I also to that point don't think that that's who he is. So I don't think he would say, well, screw the Dodgers, I won 3 World Series here. I think he's going to ask them to leave it blank.
Also, coming back here in 2 years, how long is this guy playing? You know what I mean? What are we in, year 18 or 19 at
he's
that point?
He's still got some time.
He does, but and I mean, Greg Maddux did the whole thing with Chicago with the Cubs where he was gone for a long time with the Braves and comes back Chicago in the end. So, I don't know. We'll see. Let's try to get one more phone call in. Let's go out to the lines real quick. We'll talk to Brian in Decatur. Brian, what's going on, man? Welcome to the show.
Good morning. How you doing?
Doing living the dream.
I just got one question, Mike, for you. Out of everything that's going on, maybe I'm the ultimate optimist. I have no idea. But the thing is that the Falcons this year, we knew they didn't have a solid wide receiving group. We knew that the defense was questionable. Why was everybody's expectation Super Bowl or bust? I understand that that's what we want, but in due time, if we have continuity, we keep the same man, the same coach for at least 3, 4, 5 years, gives that DM a chance to actually build a team that goes to that particular person instead of changing every 30 minutes, wouldn't that last longer?
I'm so glad you brought this up, Brian. I'm so glad you brought this up, and I appreciate the phone call. Thank you so much for weighing in. I'm so glad you brought this up because I think there are so many different avenues to talk about with this, and it's kind of why I brought up yesterday when it comes to Raheem. I don't believe that coaches can't make mistakes. My takeaway always is it can't happen twice. And do you give the guy the leash for that even to be a possibility, I think, is the question in most people's minds when they talk about this. And so I have a very long-winded answer to this. The good news is we're talking about Falcons when we come back from the break, so – I'll deliver it then.
All right, we'll cover that next on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
8:23 on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. It is the morning shift. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan. Dylan is hanging out behind the glass, and he's about to take your calls because, yes, we're going to talk about Falcons in a second, but we're going to give away some AC/DC tickets right now. Two pair going out, 404-726-0929. It's the Power Up Tour, Thursday, August 26th, 27th, 2026 at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. Tickets are provided by Live Nation, and tickets are on sale this Friday, November 7th at 10 a.m. Ticketmaster.com, but you could win yours right now. 404-726-0929.
You have no clue how bad I want to go to this concert. This is one of those ones that I've wanted to check off for a long time.
Was this on your top five list? of bands you wanted to see live when
yeah,
you did top five?
Pretty sure. Yeah.
Had to have been.
Because I had tickets to go see them.
Yeah.
And Brian Johnson's voice ear thing, whatever happened. And they canceled, and then they ended up doing the concert with Axl, but I had to do a Falcons preseason game across the street. It hurt.
Burned a little bit. Well, I have news for you. Friday at 10 a.m., tickets go on sale at Ticketmaster.com. I realize you'll be out of the country.
Yeah, what time is that in Germany? What time is Germany?
Maybe Amy can get some early Christmas presents taken care of here.
Love it.
All right, Mike, you had some thoughts as we were going into the break about our last caller and what Falcons fans were expecting this year. Why are we so angry?
Yeah, I have a couple of thoughts of that. First of all, I think that I don't – the question he asked was, what were we expecting? Why is it Super Bowl or bust for so many different fans? And I think that there – I don't think most fans were Super Bowl or bust. I think fans just expected it to look a certain way and the product to look a certain way and to be able to visually see the development of the players that we have, like a Michael Penix, like a Bijan, Darnell Mooney. Instead, we've seen an emptier version of what we had a year ago when before Kirk Cousins kind of fell off the face of the earth as a quarterback. And I'm with him, though. Like, to me, I've always looked at next year as, like, this year you have to make this huge leap. Right, and that's why I haven't jumped on the bandwagon yet of Raheem has to go. Now I think Raheem has work to do, and I've told you guys before, I think Zach Robinson has to go. Like I think that you, unless something wild changes in the second half of the season, I'm not a believer in his offense for what we have. But this goes back to the conversation that Bo and I had on Monday, where we were talking about Kyle Pitts, and I said I would trade Kyle Pitts if there were offers out there. I'd let him go.
Mm-hmm.
We're not going to re-sign him to the money that he's probably looking for. I don't know what that money is, but I'm not giving Kyle Pitts a big money deal. I think he has shown his ability to step up in the passing game, but to me, he's a wide receiver. He doesn't block, and he started off the season with an attitude in the blocking game, but I think that's fallen off here recently. And he's been very good in the passing game. Don't get me wrong, but that's the reason, going back to Monday, that I was like, I don't think our window is open. Get Kirk Cousins off the books. Michael Penix still on a rookie deal. Bijan's still on a rookie deal. Drake's probably getting a huge extension. But you still have these options to be able to be moved around. Both those rookies you just drafted, all four of those defensive rookies are in their second year. Hopefully the defense takes a leap. That's kind of where I'm at. I just don't think I expected it to be as bad as we've seen the last few weeks, and I think that's what Falcons fans have an issue with overall.
I wish this was a lot easier answer. It's not. It's kind of complex because you have a multitude of things. You set expectations for yourself, as in this team, this front office, the last year of Arthur Smith. We think we're a playoff team. We think we have that roster talent. We think we're this. You were 7-10 again. So then Arthur Smith gets fired. And now, without doing it on purpose, the team, the organization, the ownership, kind of put a clock ticking on Terry Fontenot, whether it was fair or not. I actually feel like Terry Fontenot's done a phenomenal job here. He has rebuilt a roster that was was without talent to the level it is now and had this massive debt that it carried, right? Because of the salary cap implications that we had. And he had to, in year two, essentially do a reset. And then in year three, well, we spent money. We think we're this. And then you come in with Raheem, and you bring in Kirk Cousins, and you're like, hey, we got the roster, remember? We got this roster. Last year we told you we had this roster that could win. We're going to win now. We're going to win. And it looked like you were about to win, and then it came off the rails. And then you'd make this switch to Penix, and everyone has his high 8th overall pick. You know, you have all this talent, and you got out of the gate, and you're now stumbling. You couple that with this being 2017, 7 years since the last time you made a playoff. This will be 8 after this year. So you set expectations. The fans have expectations. They've gone. Their mouth is watering. You see other teams flip the script in a year or two and get to the playoffs with just a quarterback or just this and a new coaching regime, and they don't have patience anymore. Do I think there should be patience with the coaching staff as a whole? I do, because I think we all know. Remember, We brought in Ryan Nielsen the last year of Arthur. Everybody was happy with the defense. And he left. If you fire Raheem, your chances of retaining Olbrich are very slim. And now you've drafted players to fit what he wants to do. So when you do that, you set yourself back. The reality is as much as we want to fire people left and right, you run drafts by the GM asking coaches, what do we need? What fits our system? What type of player are you looking for? And you draft that way. And then when you flip it around and you fire them after 2 years, now you're bringing in another coach that's got to fit coaches that fit players that were drafted for different schemes.
Yeah. No, I'm completely on board with what you're saying. And it goes back to the conversation we have. And and Bo and I get this in the last 3 years of being on the show, we've always had this kind of where callers get upset with us because we're not calling for Raheem's job. It's like the old sports radio thing. It's like, you got to get the lynch mobs out and you want somebody to be fired immediately after something bad happens. The problem is that's where as a franchise you come into an identity crisis. And that's what I feel like we're having right now. I've said it multiple times on the show. We're running Arthur Smith's offensive run game and we're trying to pair it with Zach Robinson and it doesn't – we have odd-shaped pieces. It's not merging together. We're not doing the things you need to do to make our offense whole. Do we have a great passing game at times? Yes. Do we have a great running game at times? Yes. Very rarely do they actually go hand-in-hand at the same time, and that's one of the biggest issues with this team. If you move on from Raheem and then all of a sudden you continue this identity crisis, then it becomes a problem.
Here's the other issue. At least then you didn't have a defense. You didn't have defensive pieces that you felt like were building stones for the future, right? You didn't have Jalen Walker. You didn't have James Pierce, who were drafted. You didn't have Brandon Dorlus and Rook. They were drafted for this type of system of what Olbrich's running. So now, if you blow it all up, and we're not advocating. Let's be clear. I'm not advocating on either side of anything. I like the people that I will get to work with on Sundays, on both sides of it. I don't control their future, and I know that. So I'm not advocating for anything. But what I am advocating for is patience, because I am terrified of what's happening to the offense right now. After you've now invested in young pieces on the defense, happens on that side. We finally have defensive talent. Like Jalen Walker just had his breakout game. I'm terrified to get in a system where now you're asking him to do things that he's not suited to do.
Yeah.
You're saying you're asking for patience. The question is going to be, well, if not this year, when? When?
Well,
that's a fair question.
It is a fair question. I prefer, and I'll go to my college thing. I said I wanted Billy Napier at Florida to get 4 years. Because when I said that, the college football was in the middle of a change with the NIL and everything, and they have unlimited money, essentially. As much money as you have to spend on the players, you can spend on it each year. And guess why you've seen teams suddenly just jump in. The NFL, the cap and everything, it's a little bit different. I do finally believe we have a young core on defense that you can build on. Personally, if I own the team, unless let's make no mistake about it, there can be no more Carolina and Miami games. Because if you have another game like that, to that extent, it is saying something about what you're doing day in and day out every week. Is there no you don't have those blips on the NFL map multiple times. There's no team 30 points better than this roster out there. There's just not. There's absolutely not. So what are you doing week to week? But I think you go to how you finish the season matters. You have to show me that I need to give you another year. I think everyone would agree with that. Mike, I think you would agree with the fact that this coaching staff has to show me they deserve another year, and how they finish the season shows me.
I absolutely agree with that. And it's like I said, the first thing I would do is I'd let go of Zach Robinson. I'd bring in somebody that has actually been an offensive coordinator and done it at a high level. I'd bring that person in. And we've kicked around names that you could bring in midseason. We've talked about if Mike McDaniel gets fired, whatever it is. Okay, I need somebody that does it at a high level. But here's what I'll say about Raheem. And this is one of the reasons I would like to see at this point as it stands right now, I'm not firing Raheem. because he has shown that he does not have the loyalty that a lot of people criticize him of. The Ike Hilliard firing? Yeah. The Jimmy Lake firing last year? Yeah. Hey, Ray Ray, you want to be a problem? Bye. I'm not dealing with it. And that's why I'm like, okay, I got to give Raheem one more shot to get the offensive coordinator hire right. But right now, it's just I don't see it. And I think that if he tries to stand by Zach in the long run, it's going to get him fired. So I'm, you know, like I said, he's to me right now, I'm on board with Raheem being here. I'm not trying to ask for Raheem to get fired, but it is a very short rope.
Yeah, it, for the people that are going to jump to you and say, well, he fired Ike and he won't fire Zach. I don't think that they're the same. I know they're not. And he didn't fire Jimmy Lake last year. He took over essentially and then fired him after the season. I'm not advocating for anybody because I can't tell you that I know to the depth that Mike does about the offense to tell you every problem. I see issues, and if the offense continues to underperform, there is no doubt that you make a change. That's just how that's the reality of life in the NFL. It's just the reality of it. I don't have to sit here and say it.
Well, I do want to say congratulations to Randy from Cumming and Kevin from Dawsonville. They just scooped up those AC/DC tickets. Don't worry. We've got more tomorrow, same time, same station. And coming up, Alex Anthopoulos gave Dukes and Bell exclusive information yesterday. We'll let you hear that. And we've got a Life of Squid.
Yeah. Y'all call me a hoarder. Well, it worked out for me yesterday. My hoarding came in handy. Next morning show, Sports Radio 99 The Game and
the Odyssey app.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. We are the morning shift. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan. This has been one of the most random shows I think we've ever had.
I know.
Been crazy.
I love segments like that last one, where somebody has something that we haven't touched on all day, and boom, we just do 10 minutes on it.
Yeah. You hear that, callers? Just call in and steer the boat for a little bit.
No.
You know what I mean? We'll just dive down into the big steamy pile, whatever you want to throw out there. We'll just dive into it.
No, man, that's not it at all. But every once in a while, you got to show your range, you know? Like Adam Sandler, he's just in funny movies. And then, boom, he does that movie about 9/11, you know, and he shows his range that he can be a serious actor, too.
I would argue that the movie Click for Adam Sandler is one of the saddest movies I've ever seen. Mm. Makes me sick.
The movie he did, Rain Over Me, which is about 9/11, was the saddest movie he ever did. Now, to that point, Uncut. Have you seen Rain Over Me?
No.
You got to watch it.
I just was making a comment about Click being really sad how he fast forwards through his kids' lives.
Yeah, that's sad.
Dude, awful. Just awful. It's my nightmare.
Uncut Gems is the most uncomfortable movie I might have ever seen.
I have not
seen
that.
Very random show. You're right, Allie.
Yeah, very random show. I'm glad we're talking about Adam Sandler.
Uncut Gems, like you said, it was definitely disturbing, but it was a good movie.
Oh, no, it's good. Phenomenal. But it's just, it's stressful. I don't want to be stressed watching a movie. I don't want to be as stressed as Allie is right now in this segment trying to run it watching a movie.
Well, I just have to mention that this hour has been brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home team. Start packing. But are you really more worried about Adam Sandler right now or what Alex Anthopoulos exclusively had to say to Dukes and Bell yesterday? Which one do you want to talk about?
Anthopoulos?
Just get comfortable being uncomfortable, Allie. That's all I'll say.
Let's go ahead and hear what Alex had to say yesterday. This is exclusive info he gave us.
I think you have a couple of days to decide on whether you want to pick up the club option on Ozzy. This has also been a big question. How do you view that situation? I want to say it's $7 million. I don't have it right in front of me. I think it's a $7 million club option.
So here's what I got for you. So I think we have four club options. So if I say you only get to ask about one guy.
Okay.
And then you asked about Ozzy, but you can't follow up and ask about anybody else.
Fair. I'll give you the answer. All right, fair enough. Go ahead.
So we're going to exercise on Ozzy.
There we go.
Boom.
Wow.
He basically said, pick your poison. And Carl was like, oh, my poison's Ozzy.
Yeah, I don't blame him. I haven't had that question, too.
That was his question to begin with.
And we talked about it so much. Ozzy was a big talking point on this show and this entire station, this entire city for so many times. Because there was an argument going around like, dude, does he need to quit with the switch hitter stuff? Like, he looked so bad through the first half. And you and Bo talked about the end of May. I would say it all the way went through June, probably post All-Star break, before I was even like, oh, okay, maybe this is getting back on track. There were a couple clutch moments, don't get me wrong, but I think that he is your prototypical glue guy. They don't want to blow this up. He's a glue guy. He is the centerpiece in that locker room. He's a fixture, like Anthopoulos said yesterday. And I think at the price point, it does make a lot of sense for them to go out and pick up the
guy. Yeah. At the price point, it's the best. And Ozzy was bad all around, I felt, the first two or three months of the season. Mm-hmm. Defensively, too. But he really got it going. Again, if you'd asked me in May, I'd have said, really? So we're just going to settle? And now that we got through the season and I saw what he could do, you know, he got back on track and kind of got back to the guy that we know, I'm totally fine with it. I have a lot of trust in Alex Anthopoulos. The disdain for him that some have, not all, but there's some have, does irk me. The guy's got a really good track record, and I was talking about this on Twitter last night with a couple people about this again. The Braves organization, they're like, "Well, look at the way 23 ended. Look at the way 23 and 24 ended in playoffs, and 23 your pitching depth was not there starter wise. Freed got sick or whatever.
Yeah.
That might have been 22. I don't even remember anymore. Maybe that was 22, but then 23 they just didn't have depth." And your bats, which carried you, got shut down. I feel like the pitching staff is set up. If you get these guys, everybody back healthy, I don't foresee another year where every single starter spent extended time on the IR.
Knock on wood.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Dylan.
I do think it's worth bringing up a great point, though, when we talk about Walt Weiss getting this manager gig, right, and talking about Brian Snicker, like it. Did you want something completely different? Did you want to go completely away from Brian Snicker? And if you did, I get it. But the one thing you cannot argue in Brian Snicker's tenure is that they did not develop pitchers. Like, that is the one takeaway I will have, if nothing else, from Brian Snicker, is that they 100% developed pitchers from the time they drafted them to the time they hit the big league level. There is no doubt about it. And also signed guys, Ronaldo Lopez, that came out of nowhere and that helped you in a big way. So, if you're sitting there going, man, I wanted a different voice, this and that, that's fine. But if I have to point to one thing that I wanted to remain the same, it would definitely be the development of the pitching staff inside of that organization.
And one of the questions I've already seen thrown out there, and people are, you know, the people that are in the know more than me, are talking about this is Tim Hyers thing. And he does have, he signed a 2-year contract, if I'm not mistaken, with it, the team. Offensively got better as the year went on. It was just weird that basically nothing took the first 4 months of the season. And then when injuries hit and you started hitting, I am very curious, though, on how they managed that situation. And some think that he'll be back. I'm curious what Walt Weiss's thought process is there, because remember, just because you were under the guy doesn't mean you do things the way he does.
I'm with Tim Hyers, just like I said the same thing about Raheem a minute ago. I don't want to change the identity. I don't want to change the direction right now. Give the guy one more year to make sure that this team is hitting. If you can't hit the ground running, though, in April, May, and you have the same problem you did last year, then I start asking questions.
Don't forget, too, there's onus on these guys as well. They all want to go out and do their own thing, their own professional little hitting coaches and everything. They have to want to be coached. With these baseball players these days, everybody's got their own thing. They're all doing their own little thing. So they have to want to be coached by Hyers and listen to his instruction. If not, he's just a guy sitting there in a uniform watching the game with the rest of us.
Touche.
Allow me to remind you about the Brown Grass Charity Golf Classic, November 24th. A mere 19 days away, I do believe.
Oh, man.
Brought to you by Finley Roofing. And look, we got see, one, two, three. One hand. That's how many foursomes are left.
foursomes.
But it doesn't fill up a full hand. Does that make sense?
How many fingers?
I'm not telling.
Okay.
But that should tell you the urgency to go book your foursome today.
I'm not doing it again.
So many different directions.
Foursome. I'll do it.
Okay. Yeah, I'm still taken aback by the filling up the hand.
There'll be plenty of we got plenty there. McDonald's is going to serve breakfast. We got Twin Peaks is going to be a part of it. I told you, Fenway Echo Park Speedway with the Speed Hall. I think Chattanooga Whiskey is going to be there. There's more. There is more. And it all benefits, Allie.
Yeah, it all benefits Pets for Vets. There's nothing like doing some good and getting to have fun while you're doing that. So come out and hang out with us that day.
I feel like that's my daily job. I do good for the community and I have fun.
Wow.
All right. So go sign up today. You can go to the 929 The Game website, click on the events page, and right there, boom, link will take you, and you can sign up and get your foursome because, like I said, they're going fast. All right. Told y'all yesterday I had to do some handyman work on the fridge, making a weird noise, like a loud kind of grinding noise, and when you open the door, it would stop, which tells me, the investigative handyman, that's a fan issue. So I watched a video on the YouTube, and I got to take my it's basically the fan in the freezer, and it's located in a freezer. So I got to take everything out of my freezer and essentially take the inside of my refrigerator to get, or the freezer part of it, to get to this. And I found a huge chunk of ice, huge, on that back wall behind the panels that I got off. So it took me a while. Started during our show call, finished up around 6 something last night. I also had an interruption. I had to watch the kid for a few minutes. But
how dare she?
Yeah, I can't believe that.
So I'm doing all this, and I go, where's my freezer is packed. And I'm like, where's all this stuff going to go? So I'm sitting there, I'm looking, and I go, oh, I'll go downstairs, and I'll grab my Yeti roadie, which ain't going to hold a lot. Let's just go ahead and put it in there.
Not to be confused with the Rambler.
Yeah.
Well, sure. That's like a cup. So I look to my left in my garage, and I see all these styrofoam-type coolers. And have any of y'all ever listened to me, the meat man, in order from Omaha Steaks? They ship your steaks in like these, I mean, they're the best coolers. They're essentially what is the inside of a Yeti, right? If you took the plastic out. Well, I got like 6.
Dude.
That I've kept.
Don't tell me you've been keeping these styrofoam coolers.
Yeah.
Stacked up.
Oh, dude, I got a hole on the wall.
You are a hoarder.
I got it on
the
wall.
There's no doubt about
this. So I take 4 or 5 upstairs and take everything out of the freezer and put them in there while I do the task, which took about 2 hours, right? Completely frozen, rock hard everything was when I pulled it out. And
hey now.
Anyways, man, yes, you are a whore.
You
don't just keep 6. Needs 6 styrofoam coolers?
I did.
But it paid off.
It paid off.
Okay. So now
I got news for you. Next time your refrigerator breaks, just go buy 4 styrofoam coolers. You don't have to just.
I didn't have to leave my house. I had them there waiting for me.
But here's the thing: is like this is now validated. Keeping
I know,
everything.
And it's just, yeah. I had to put my foot down.
Cycle.
He's like the guy who finds that bolt on the garage floor, and 8 years later, he's like, "I told you, I needed that bolt." It's like, just get rid of the bolt and go buy a new bolt.
We have one of these coolers too that like it's styrofoam and it came with a package or something.
Yeah.
And I'm like, why do we have that? And then we had that 4th of July cookout, and that's where all the drinks went. I'm like, dang it, this has paid off. And now we're going to be collecting these.
It happens.
They're literally the best. There's not a cooler that's better on the market than that one. Think about it. It's literally shipped across the freaking country and doesn't de-thaw. It's the greatest cooler ever. And that's, I'm going to one day get rich and tear a Yeti apart to see what it looks like on the inside. I guarantee you that's what it is.
Somebody on YouTube has definitely done that before.
Yeah.
We'll have to do some research.
For sure.
Anyways. I fixed my freezer, but
it
doesn't make a noise anymore.
Good job,
Squid. You are a bona fide. We're going to see this man, Squid, age 70. He's going to be on hoarders, buried alive. He's just going to be just at the bottom of a stack of 80 coolers in his garage.
Allie, I buy the chocolate-covered almonds from Sam's or Costco, both. They're the same thing. And when I get done eating, I take the little plastic tub, and I put bolts and screws in them.
I had no idea that Costco and Sam's were the same story.
No, I just meant the almonds were. The chocolate-covered almonds are the same.
Look at Ellen's face, dude. She looked at you like, you don't say.
No
That's
way.
That's crazy.
No well, just,
you know
way.
What? You never know if she knows. I don't know if she knew. Dylan might not have knew. There might be a person in her car didn't know that the chocolate-covered almonds at Sam's and Costco
Somebody
are virtually
cut
the
this
same.
Guy's microphone off for the love.
Dylan, cut it off. We got to go. For Mike, Bo, Dylan, and myself, Allie Mack, thanks for being here today. The Steakhouse is coming up next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Don't forget to
save your Omaha Steaks cooler for an emergency.
No.
Atlanta.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.